Here we go. I'm Janet.
And I'm Ashley.
And we are two girls and a bottle of wine.
Because men love booze.
And girls love wine.
We're back.
We are back. So T-Radio V has had some technical difficulties on Monday. So we didn't get to do our show then. And they are doing some rebuilding. So we're back in the basement.
Where we started.
Yes.
Almost a year ago.
Yeah. Has it been that long?
It'll be a year in September.
You have a great memory, because I'm
crazy.
It was before October because of the breast awareness, and we bought those t-shirts,
right.
But I couldn't remember.
Yeah, it was like the very first, I think it was the weekend before Labor Day.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and so if you've noticed, we don't have video, we just have audio, but it'll make it a little bit easier to listen to, because you don't have to, you can download us and listen to us as you work out. I don't really know the technical stuff.
Yeah.
And speaking of technical stuff, Steve, Mr. I Run the Basement Studio, is out of town, and so I kind of had to figure this out for myself. And so if we sound like crap, I'm sorry, and
we'll get better.
We'll get better, yes. So what's going on?
Job.
Oh, thanks. What's going on with you?
Not much. I feel like we have had so much that we haven't gotten on air.
Well, you were sick last week.
I was sick.
Okay, so
the last time you guys were in the studio, yeah.
Right. And so you went to Zac Brown Band.
Oh my God.
At Red Rocks, the best place to see a concert ever in the world.
Yeah, and it will be almost 2 weeks, and I still feel like it was yesterday, and it's still all I talk about.
So tell us about it.
It was amazing. So I went with my friend, and it was her first time at Red Rocks ever.
Wow.
And she's a Zac Brown fan, so mm-hmm. we couldn't have picked like a better combination for her to see Zac Brown at Red Rocks. Oh my God, that's all I can say. Like, I'm still in awe. Like, I was texting you, and the next day they were doing a second concert, and I was trying to find tickets again because I was like crazy. And now I texted my dad, and I'm like all over the internet. Because they said that they were live recording the show I was at.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to find it on DVD.
Ooh.
Because I will watch it. Like, Joey
over
like,
and over and over
yeah,
again.
Joey's like, when are you going to watch that? I was like, every night before I go to bed.
Wow, and they sold out 3 nights in a row at Red Rocks.
Well, because you remember, you told me about them coming.
Right.
And tickets went on sale for the Wednesday show at 10 o'clock in the morning. I logged on at like 10:15 and they were all gone.
Right.
And then 10:20, they decided to add Thursday. And I was like, I have to get them. And then I guess that sold out really quick too. So they added Friday.
Which actually ended up working out because that was the end of the week. And you were able to take off Friday and everything was good.
It was, oh my God, it was amazing.
Yeah.
It was phenomenal.
So you went Thursday.
Yep.
And you took Friday off. So that worked out. That's
mm-hmm.
awesome.
It definitely did. And then you got to go see a concert.
Miranda
Lambert. We had a whole day. Miranda Day.
It was Miranda Day. And I am just so thankful that I am not single because of my antics at Miranda Lambert. One, I discovered Bud Light Lime Strawberitas.
Oh my God. And you let me try one. And those were, from a girl who loves margaritas, those were out of this world.
It's in a can. Like no preparation.
Yeah. Like, I no longer have to carry, whenever I go to house parties, a blender, tequila mix, and tequila. Because I do that sometimes.
You do?
Yes.
Oh my Lord. Wow. No judgments. Yes. So, like, I had discovered these, so I bought them for, like, the pre-party, thinking, okay, you know, they don't have Malibu at the Fiddler's, where the concert was. So once I get there, I'm probably just going to have, like, a vodka cranberry or something, because vodka makes me crazy town. But I walk in, and they have the big, is it a 40? The big can? A big can of the Strawberitas. So I got smashed apple. I was applesauce. It was bad. But Steve said I was screaming, and I think my voice is still a little raspy from it. Screaming. I was doing this old lady dance he can show you.
I can't wait to see that.
It was an amazing night. Dierks Bentley was awesome. Randy Houser was awesome. And then Miranda was just, she was amazing. I was in heaven. I do remember saying, Steve, this is a religious experience.
Oh my goodness. That's okay.
So
at Zac Brown, the girl I was with, her and I were in tears. Like, It was, so you know the view at Red Rocks. It's right. Phenomenal.
Gorgeous.
And then they were singing Highway 20 Ride, which just gets me worked up to begin with. And there, and then, like, I'm not even lying when I say this, a shooting star went across the sky. Oh, I was like, gosh. Oh my God. Like, it was insane.
I don't think I could have seen that far up in my condition. It was bad.
See, I didn't drink at all. That's surprisingly good. I didn't.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. But I still remember the concert, and I remember it being amazing.
That's all that matters.
Yeah. I don't know if he'll ever go to another Miranda Lambert concert with me.
I told Joey that he has to go to the next Zac Brown with me. He's like, yeah, in your dreams.
You don't think he would enjoy it?
That's what we all kept saying. Like, it's not as country as I think he thinks it is.
Right.
And even Blackberry Smoke opened for them, and I had never heard them before.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked them. And I think that, like, I say it all the time, I equate Zac Brown to a countryer version of Dave Matthews.
Yes.
Because they are just as talented on the instruments, and they have, like, crazy jam-out sessions. Like, mm-hmm. Zac Brown's fiddler, holy cow. Like, I can't even tell you.
That's awesome.
It was just insane.
So we recommend both of those artists, Miranda and Zac Brown. Maybe they'll tour together next year. Then we could go as a group.
Yes.
That would be phenomenal.
That might be a disaster.
Why?
Well, because we know Steve wouldn't come if I was going with you.
Right. He'd be like, Ashley's got your back. I don't need to be there.
And the two of us together.
All the way up until...
You know how people look at us when we go places together. Right. They're like, here comes trouble.
Yeah. T-R-O-U-B-L-E, y'all. Speaking of country music being awesome and taking over the world, because that's what we were talking about, really.
Basically.
Kelly Pickler. This is my time to rub it in your face. So Dancing with the Stars. I don't even watch Dancing with the Stars.
I don't either.
But I did watch it the season Billy Ray Cyrus was on it until he got kicked off.
Early. Very early. Yeah. Thank goodness.
And I knew Kelly Pickler was on this season, but I didn't watch it because I'm not into those shows. But, like, the last couple episodes, I have been kind of glancing. And she took home the mirror ball thing.
And
is that what it's called? The mirror ball?
I think it's, like, it's supposed to be, like, a disco ball type thing.
Yeah.
But
to preface, yes, you're good at prefacing.
We were talking about this all week, and I am a Baltimore Ravens fan, and I just,
Jacoby?
Jacoby was on it, and the last season that I fully watched was when Emmitt Smith won, because I loved Emmitt Smith as a kid.
Me too.
So I was really excited when he won, and a lot of times in the past, a sports person has won.
Right, because they're athletic. And
they have a bigger following, I think, because you have men that like them as well as women.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was talking a lot of smack at work.
You were.
Like, I was like, and I was always not, a sports guy. It's
I'm
always
not competitive.
A sports guy.
Yeah.
And when I read that article this morning, I was waiting, because I saw it on Facebook before I came to work. I was waiting for you to come in and say something, and...
No, I wanted to save it for the show.
Yeah, you were a lot classier than I was. I would have been like, booyah!
Yeah, well, she's got her start in American Idol. Her country music career has been not fabulous. I have enjoyed all of her CDs, and I have bought all of her CDs, but she hasn't gotten a lot of radio airplay. So it's great to see this. Maybe her country music career will get a kickstart. But...
And now, she was friends with Carrie Underwood in real life, or was it Taylor Swift?
It was Taylor Swift, but then I think they broke up. Because they haven't been hanging out like they were.
Maybe she realized girl's crazy.
Yeah. Did you hear the rumor that Kristen Stewart went over to Taylor Swift's house after her and Rob Pattinson broke up?
I read that.
Just for some support. Is that the person you would go to? The girl that can't make a relationship last?
Well, they're both their own types of crazy, right? Let's be honest.
So
Kristen
and Rob Pattinson done now?
I thought they were fine.
Oh, I keep reading this week about how they broke up.
Oh, well, I haven't been on it this week. Did something else happen? Did she cheat again?
I don't think so. I think they've seen him moving out, and she went to Taylor Swift's house, and are you bummed?
Yeah.
Well, like, Twilight's over, so I'm like, do what you will.
I'm devastated. Like, just once, I want one of those really nice couples on a, like, movie just to work it out.
Yeah, that's not real life.
Like,
those people are crazy. Well, except Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
Homewrecker.
Yeah. Have you heard where he's come out and said in Esquire magazine?
Friends.
He has no friends. When he was with Jennifer Aniston, he was on drugs and was in a bad place. And now he's all cleaned up and he loves to hear the chatter in their house because they have like a million kids.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
I'm like, I'm sure. There's nobody that's going to be like, oh, I love the fact that my house is never quiet.
First of all, let's talk about the fact, how often are they even in that house?
Right. And which house? They probably have a million houses.
And which house? Second. And third, that house is probably so big you don't hear the chatter.
Right.
I mean, I'm just not for them as a couple. Mm-hmm. And if Brad Pitt really wants to come out and say he was on drugs with Jennifer Aniston, maybe he should go back on drugs because he made better choices then.
Until he met Angelina, who had a double mastectomy.
By choice.
And she is,
used
I think,
to
the
make
next
out with her brother.
Yeah. Was married to Billy Bob Thornton for a minute.
And drunk her own blood.
Yeah. Crazy. And she's thinking about doing the thing where they remove your uterus and stuff because I think there's a chance that she has, like, uterine cancers. I don't even know if that's the word.
Good. Maybe she'll stop popping out babies.
Well, they've adopted most of their babies, haven't they?
They had the set of twins, and then didn't they have another one?
I don't know. I understand, you know, why she did it. I do, but I'm still not a fan of hers.
I'll never be a fan of hers. She's a homewrecker.
She is.
That's crazy. So and I don't feel bad for Brad Pitt. I don't have friends.
Yeah. He's a weirdo. I heard he doesn't shower.
Have you looked at him lately?
He's still hot.
Ugh. I was never a Brad Pitt, Brad Pitt, though.
I was. Hugely. I waited an hour and a half outside a movie theater in Springfield, Missouri, where he's from and I'm from, to watch him walk by for the premiere of Meet Joe Black.
So you were really into him.
Yeah. I was like 10 feet away from him, and it was amazing. It was a religious experience. I'm just kidding.
You've had a lot of those.
Yeah. And the rumor is that the paparazzi have their eyes on Springfield, Missouri as a place for Brad and Angelina to get married. Because
they haven't done that yet?
It's out of the way. Uh-uh. It's out of the way. His whole family is there. She's kind of distant from her family. And
except her brother. She was real close with him.
Right. But her dad didn't even know about her double mastectomy until after it got announced. Because you know her dad is John Boyd.
Yeah.
He played the coach in Varsity Blues.
I love John Boyd. I've watched tons of movies with him. I mean, I guess that's not something, though, that you discuss. Like, I don't know that I'd call my dad and be like, hey, Dad, guess what I did today?
Well, I think you would. Because it's going to be out in the news, and that's kind of personal.
Well, I guess maybe we have a different
They've
relationship,
always
but
had
I'd call
a weird
my mom
relationship.
And be like, you can have that conversation with Dad. I don't want to have that one with him.
And her mother died of cancer,
right.
So that's
so,
why
yeah.
She did this testing. That was a drink break, you heard?
Yes, we're still drinking, even when you're not watching us.
Right. Because we're two girls in a bottle of wine. Got to be true to our name.
We do.
So we were going to have Stephanie McHugh on the show this last Monday,
When
we were going to be in studio with the video. But that didn't work out. Stephanie came in. We sat around for an hour and chatted, but we couldn't get her on the air. She wanted to talk about something that's coming up that is near and dear to her heart. It's called Rock for Youth, and it's happening on the 31st of May here in Denver.
Yep.
And we'll post the link to it. But Ashley, do you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, so it's going to be at Herman's Hideaway. You can pre-sale buy tickets, or you can buy them at the door. And basically, the ticket proceeds from this event are going to go towards supporting Metro Denver Partners Mentoring and Gang Intervention. So what it does is Metro Denver Partners hopes to inspire community involvement and empower youth to realize their potential and create hope for the future. A local businessman named Matt Brower wanted to make a difference, and so he became a mentor 6 years ago. So him and his junior partner, James, have been in each other's lives ever since. And 2 years ago, Matt decided that he wanted to expand his contribution and help mentor youth, and the idea for Rock for Youth was born. So Stephanie, she's been on the show before. She's very funny. She's
a comedian, yes.
And she's also been on some local radio. So she's actually going to be the MC.
I bet that's going to be freaking hilarious.
Yeah. She'll be great at that. She really will.
And it's the 31st.
Yep. It's May 31st. It's a Friday. Doors open at 7. It starts at 7:30. You can pre-sale buy tickets, and you get a $5 discount if you buy them in advance. Otherwise, they're $30 at the door.
Right. So they're $25 ahead of time. Yep. And it's going to feature The Cut, Second Bell, The Humbuckers, El Problemo, and then Stephanie McHugh.
Yep.
So that's going to be an awesome event. We're going to have to try and get on out there. But I'm posting the link to our Facebook page right now so that people can check it out. And it's called Rock for Youth. And we'll probably talk about it next week, too, because we have some time between now and the 31st.
Absolutely.
So we're going to, yeah. And, you know, a lot of people, when you talk to them about becoming mentors, and even I did this, you know, I babysit and stuff, and I always end up spending a lot of money trying to spoil these kids and be their favorite adult ever. But, you know, something that that you have to think about, there's lots of free stuff that you can do, especially here in the Denver area. And so we want to talk about that a little bit. Some of the, if you go to the denver.org website, they have 50 free summer activities. And they actually start this coming weekend, which is Memorial Day weekend.
Because this, even though this isn't the official start of summer,
it really is. Because you can wear white. I'm old.
I wear white all the time.
Yeah. So starting this weekend, we have the Downtown Denver Arts Festival. So it's May 24th through the 26th. And also there's the Denver Day of Rock. I believe that's what it's called. Mm-hmm. And that's Downtown Denver. And I was checking that out because one of my favorites, Lee Bryce, is going to be down there. And it's free. It's a free concert.
Yeah. And they always, yeah, I was going to say, they always have really good entertainment. And then what else is cool is the first weekend in June. So we have another event that we're doing that we'll talk about later.
Yes.
But there's the Denver Chalk Art Festival. And so last year it happened to fall on the same day as the event I was doing downtown as well. And it's so cool to see how talented these artists are that draw just with like plain chalk all over the street. Like, it is so cool.
I bet. There's some really talented artists out there. And then in that same weekend, it's not on here, but I know this because the last couple years I've checked it out. The first weekend in June, all across the state of Colorado, you can fish without a fishing license. So
that's,
you can go fishing
awesome.
Without paying the however much it is for
a
fishing license.
I didn't even know you needed a fishing license to fish.
Yeah. I'm going to learn sound effects on this because that would have been like a doing.
Yeah, right?
Yes, you have to have a fishing license to fish every other day of the year. But the first weekend in June every year in Colorado is free fishing. You can do it without a license and kind of promote people to do that. Also, the first weekend in June, one of my favorite events for people watching is the Capitol Hill People's Fair. Have you ever been?
No, and I live pretty close.
It's pretty hilarious. There's some, like, it gets packed, but there's some people watching opportunities.
Interesting.
And then we have the
there's a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot. We're not going to go through all of these, but we're going to post the link. But
yeah,
like, if you want to be a mentor, there's lots of things you can do with these kids that just need an adult role model to, you know, show them what the right path might be.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to be perfect, but you could take him to these events, just spend the day with them. Yeah, you might buy him a snow cone, but what's that, $10? Actually, like 5 tickets now?
Yeah.
Everything's
done
in tickets.
It's not cash anymore, it's tickets.
Yeah. And, you know, just hang out with a kid. Give him a good role model. And so definitely check out, we're going to post the link, denver.org, the 50 free summer things to do. And then we've already posted the Rock for Youth, which tells you a little bit about the organization and the event that's coming up.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to the end of summer of Taste of Colorado.
Wow. I love summer, and you're already talking about it ending.
Well, I just love food, and so a Taste of Colorado works great for me.
Did you go last year?
No. And I don't think it was, was it last year or the year before that Boys to Men performed?
I wouldn't know
I think
that.
It was 2 years. It wasn't last year, it was the year before, and we tried to go, and we couldn't find parking, so finally, like, Joey was like, I don't really want to go. I'm like, Boys to Men, we're going. And so we drove around for like 5 minutes looking for parking, and he was like, we're going home. That's where we're going.
You didn't get to go because
no.
of parking?
Yeah.
Lame sauce.
I know. So this year we're preparing early.
I'm not a fan of Joey's right now.
I really wanted to see Boys to Men.
Yeah, park a couple miles away. Get
That's
some walking
like,
going.
I'll take a RTD train or something.
RTD train? Light rail?
Sure, that's okay. What it's called.
Yeah, I'm trying to post this. And Butterfly, who is the toy poodle, is wanting to type with her feet. And it's awesome.
And then we talked about this as well. We have another thing that we're going to post on our page.
Tell them about it, Ashley.
Not for an event. So my younger cousin goes to school at Johns Hopkins. I had to think about that for a second. In Maryland. And so Johns Hopkins is big for their medical, society there. And so she is on the founding board of a nonprofit group called Camp Kesem. And basically what the group does is they put on a free summer camp for children whose parents have cancer. So you can imagine that a child whose parents have cancer, A, is dealing with a ton of stress in the house. B, the medical bills, I'm sure, are astronomical. And so this is a free camp. It's something for them where it doesn't cost any money. It gets them out of the house so that they have something to look forward to, something to brighten their day. And so I'm a huge fan. I used to volunteer my time at a camp for kids with cancer. And so this is a little different. This is for kids whose parents have cancer. But anyway, so they entered a contest. It's for the Mary Kay 50th anniversary campaign. And all you have to do is go to the website and vote. The voting ends on May 28th, so in about a week. And if they win, based on how many votes they get, Mary Kay will donate $5,000 to their group for Camp Kesem for them to be able to put on this camp for the kids this summer.
So all the listeners have to do is go to our Facebook, because we're going to post the link, and vote for your cousin?
Yep, vote for the Camp Kesem group.
Mm-hmm. Camp Kesem group. Okay. Yeah. And so we'll post that here in just a little bit as well.
Yep. And you can
by the time you hear this, it'll be posted because I'm like that.
You can vote 5 times per day.
Right. So there's so much fun stuff. That's what I love about spring, summer, fall. There's so much stuff going on.
Yeah.
And yeah, we'll talk about that next week, what we've got coming up.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But in true Two Girls in a Bottle of Wine style, we got a list to go through.
We do.
Yes. It's about relationships because we want everyone to have a happy relationship.
And we want that as well.
Yes. Yes.
And not that we don't have it.
Right. I was going to say, we're both in pretty fairly happy relationships. If my boyfriend can handle Miranda Lambert, Janet,
he's a keeper.
Yeah, he is. He's not going anywhere. But we're going to go through the 12 habits of happy relationships. Do you want to start off with number 12?
Yeah. Number 12 is settle disputes peacefully. When you feel anger, avoid saying or yelling words that you can't take back. Instead, have a planned agreement that you will each back away.
And you kind of have a setup. Explain your setup, because Steve and I haven't had that many fights. We're not confrontational, so we don't have a setup yet.
We have, first off, we are really good about not fighting in public. It has happened, but we try really hard. So we have a code word where if somebody's uncomfortable in the situation and we're out in public, it's like a, hey, this isn't working, we need to discuss this later kind of thing. But we're not going to have the blow up in public.
Because then your pride is hurt, you're embarrassed, and that adds to whatever you're dealing with.
It's just like, we don't want to involve the public in it, you know? Because, like I've read, you know, you shouldn't talk about your significant, fights with your significant other to friends, because you're going to forgive before your friends are, right? It's
right.
Same with family. So we've developed that, and then we also are not allowed to bring up past things. Like, once we've settled the argument, once we've closed the door and said, okay, this is where we stand on it, if we have a fight tomorrow, we can't talk about what we fought about yesterday. Those are the rules.
Because that's good stuff.
We found that we were constantly doing that. I was the biggest victim of it. Like, I was constantly being like, well, 6 years ago, you said this, because you know girls never forget anything. And it's just, honestly, like, you have to eventually put it behind you. And so that's what we do. And, you know, we've also, and I'm still really bad at this, I'll be the first to admit it, but we really try to do the, I get to say my piece without interruption, you get to say your piece without interruption. And then we have, like, almost like a court case. Like, we have our rebuttal, and then we come to a decision and we're done with it. Like, close the door.
That's awesome.
I'm really hard. Like, it's really hard for me to sit there and not interrupt, which is why I probably should have been a lawyer.
You should have. She's great at arguing.
It works. It works for us.
Good. All right, so the next one on the 12 Habits of Happy Relationships is spend quality time together. Make time for each other. With busy schedules, we often forget to relax and enjoy others. Two people can be right next to each other, yet miles apart. Ignoring someone often hurts more than angry words. Carve out special time for just the two of you once a week. And with my boyfriend, he travels a lot, and he's really good about this. Like, we used to have a fight over his phone, but since he's been traveling, I don't see him dealing with his phone as much. Like, he stops and makes me feel like a priority in his life when there's a lot of other things that could be, like, on his mind or he could be dealing with. And so make time for each other. Spend time together.
I think that's a huge thing. I think especially in today's society where, like, cell phones are so big and people can't live, like, a minute without them. And Facebook and everything.
Twitter. Tumblr. Did you hear Yahoo bought Tumblr?
No, but that kind of sucks.
Why?
I don't know.
I think it's to try and make... They're not going to make any changes to it. It's trying to make Yahoo more hip.
I didn't know Yahoo was unhip.
Well, Yahoo was formed before many people were born that are into Tumblr now.
That's true.
I don't know when Yahoo was formed, but I did read that that is a fact, so...
Makes sense.
And we digress. Let's go to number 10.
Yeah, let's get on to number 10. Oh, wait, I think I'm skipping some. Sorry.
I'll go with number 10. Or are you ready for number 10?
Well...
Did you hit the red arrow or the blue?
I hit the red, and now it's saying that settle disputes peacefully is number 10.
I'll go on with number 10. Wonderful iPads. Appreciate and help each other grow. Having an open appreciation for your significant other leads to a productive, fulfilling, and peaceful union. Cheer for their victories, celebrate their accomplishments, and encourage their goals and ambitions. Challenge them to be the best that they can be.
I agree with that.
Does Joey do that for you?
Mm-hmm. I think that we're each other's biggest fans, absolutely.
And that's how it should be.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve has said that about me. He's like, you're always the one, you know, posting stuff about my shows. And I had some competition there for a while with Jeremy, but I am his biggest fan. That's right, Jeremy. I am. Number 9?
All right. So I have, and I hope this is right on your list, I have Live with Integrity.
Yay!
Mine says number 7, but apparently it's number 9. So it says, trust in each other and know you haven't been used or taken advantage of. It creates inner peace and security. Lies fester, but the truth heals or prevents trouble. Live daily with fairness, integrity, and reliability.
That's good.
That is a good one. I mean...
With friends and relationships, really.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're going through the list of 12 keys to a happy relationship. And you're going to do the next one, too.
Yep, so number 8, my number 6, is be loyal and devoted. True love and real friendship aren't about being inseparable. Love is about two people being true to each other, even when they are separated. When it comes to relationships, remaining faithful is never an option, but a priority. Loyalty is everything. I mean, I think that that kind of says it. Like, you can't have a relationship without that. And back to the one that I just read, you have to be able to trust that the other person is being loyal.
And number 7 on the 12 Habits of Happy Relationships, love and respect each other as individuals. Our first and last love is self-love. And if you don't have that, you shouldn't be in a relationship with anyone else. Don't rely on your significant other or anyone else for your happiness and self-worth. Only you can be responsible for that. If you can't love and respect yourself, no one else will be able to. And I've heard that over and over again. Back when I was, and I think I've gotten much better as I've gotten older, but I used to be really insecure. And it affected my relationships because I didn't love myself, and so I didn't let anyone else love me. And so you kind of have to love yourself first.
Didn't we talk about that on a show, how, like, when you're insecure with yourself,
mm-hmm.
you don't realize that you're actually highlighting it for
everyone
your
else.
Significant other, and they're
everyone
like,
else,
oh,
yeah.
maybe she's right.
Yeah. All right, number 6.
I have lend support during the good times and the bad. Be there through the good, bad, happy, and sad times, too. Trust that you can count on each other and be available not only when it's convenient, but when it's needed most.
So you don't have to be married to love each other for better or worse.
No. And I found a really great, awesome quote that I thought was so, so true. And it was that a woman's loyalty is tested when her man has nothing. Mm-hmm. And a man's loyalty is tested when he has everything.
It's true.
And I really do think that is true.
And number 5 of the 12 Habits of Happy Relationships, understand every relationship is different. Don't compare your relationship to anyone else's, especially that random couple whose relationship seems perfect. Every couple makes their own love rules, love agreements, and love habits. And I want to add love timelines. Just That's focus true. On you two and make your relationship the best that it can be.
Are you adding that for my sake? Yes.
We were having a conversation that we can't really share on the air, but yes, each relationship is different and everything is in its own time and should be individual and not compared to everyone else's. I don't want to compare my relationship to Brad and Angelina.
I think I got it better.
I think you do too. All right, number 4.
Number 4. I've had technical difficulties, is an emphasis on communication and listening. No one is a mind reader, so your partner won't be able to figure out how you're feeling. Be specific and clear with yourself on what you want and make an effort to discover what your partner's needs are. And I think that the first sentence, that no one is a mind reader, is so hard.
I catch myself in every aspect of life. Work,
yes.
Relationships, friends. It's like, well, why didn't you know that?
Yep.
I thought it.
And that is why Joey and I developed that code word when we're out in public. Mm-hmm. Because I'm like, you should know from the look on my face. And he's like, I have no idea.
That's smart.
You know, and I guess it's true. Like, I always think that I give off vibes or, like, the same thing, even in, like, work and just everything. Like, why didn't you know?
Right. And number 3, turn negatives into positives. Problems in a relationship can be broken down into numbers. If you're both honest with each other and within yourselves, logically look at the negatives and calmly list them. Work together as a team to tackle each negative one by one. What do you think of that one?
I think that is true, and my list ended there.
I gotcha.
Oh, yay.
Teamwork for two girls in a bottle of wine. So number 2.
Number 2 is work on thoughtfulness every day. People who are in successful relationships nourish their partners regularly. They don't set their life on cruise control. Ask yourself, what can I do today to make my partner's life better? Little bits of effort every day will accumulate over time and make a big difference.
That's awesome.
Agreed. I think it's important. I think that... I think that especially when you've been in a relationship as long as I have, you forget to do things like that sometimes.
And remind us, how long have you been in a relationship?
Almost 9.5 years.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Some marriages don't last that long.
I know, right?
You're rocking and rolling. And the number 1 habit of a happy relationship is realistic expectations. Real relationships aren't what you see in movies. And I had to train myself to know that.
It's very true.
They happen because each person values the other and are willing to make an investment of time into the partnership. They understand not all days are passionate and romantic. Rough spots will require good communication. And
that's
so true.
But I think that that's a hard thing for girls to live by.
It really is, because how to lose a guy in 10 days? Freaking awesome.
Hello, it started with Disney.
Wedding planner? I know. Yeah.
Right? Like, come on. Every Disney movie ends with a perfect, happy ending.
That's true.
Ariel got legs. Belle became a princess and the Beast was amazing. I mean,
Cinderella found her slipper and her man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They set us up from, like, before Frickin' we could
Disney.
Even think.
Hopefully they've changed that. I'm not really in tune with the latest movies.
There was a new one, and I haven't seen it, but the one called Brave with the red hair, the girl with
Taylor
the red hair.
Taylor Swift was involved in that one, wasn't she?
Oh, it makes me hate it already. But my mom saw it, and she was saying that she liked it because it was about a girl who had, like, that fiery spark about her. Like, she didn't want to, you know, conform and be, like, the girly princess. So, maybe they are changing their ways. It'd be nice.
It would be. All right, so we can wrap this show up.
Yeah.
I think we did pretty good back in the basement.
I like this basement. It's like home. It's like coming home.
We have Butterfly, and we have Podcat, also known as Pooh Bear. And, yeah. Once again, if it sounds like crap, we're going to work on it. Steve's back in town on Monday. we? And I figured we need to pimp our Facebook.
We do.
Where do they find us on Facebook, Ashley?
Facebook.com/2girlsinabottleofwine.
Good job. And on Twitter, and we're 2girlsinwine. Yes.
Right? Yeah.
No. No, it's spelled out too. So Facebook.com/TWO Girls and a Bottle of Wine. And spell out all of that out. But then on Twitter, it's the number 2 Girls and Wine.
Right.
And we're on Instagram, the number 2 Girls and Wine.
Right.
Yes. And I want to leave us with a quote.
Okay.
Every girl needs a good friend and a glass of wine.
Amen. That's us.
Yay. We'll see you guys again next week.